marches around the country. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Protests in major cities and small towns this evening over today's Supreme Court decision overturning the landmark Roe versus Wade abortion ruling. Fox's Mike Tobin in Chicago.
Here in the center of the country in Chicago, this is Federal Plaza downtown in Chicago's Loop. It is standing room only, and as I look to the north and the south, I see a constant stream of people flowing to this location. This particular demonstration is organized by a group called Equity Illinois, with particular emphasis on a state bill that would protect abortion providers. New York City, thousands are taking to the streets with three different demonstrations planned there. The interim director, president of Planned Parenthood, said the Supreme Court has robbed millions of people of the right to control their own bodies and personal health care decisions. Atlanta, Austin, Texas, Boston, Cleveland, and Detroit are all expecting street demonstrations.
This morning, in an address to the nation, President Biden urged demonstrators to be peaceful and slammed the high court ruling.
With this decision, the conservative majority of the Supreme Court shows how extreme it is, how far removed they are from the majority of this country. They made the United States an outlier among developed nations in the world.
And the president called on Congress to pass a law legalizing abortion. Utah, one of 13 Republican-led states where abortion restrictions have gone into place with the overturning of Roe.
What we see is the democratic process unfolding now. That process has been taken off the table for 49 years. And this is what the Republican form of government looks like.
Republican Senator Mike Lee, a U.S. Army private from Kentucky, has pled guilty to charges he plotted to kill members of his unit in an organized attack. Ethan Melzer entered the plea in Manhattan federal court. Authorities say he was a member of a radical group before joining the Army in 2018. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The FBI continues to warn of the growing threat of cybercrime.
Massachusetts, Washington, Virginia, Michigan, and Illinois round up the top five U.S. states hit hardest by cybercrime, totaling tens of thousands of victims and hundreds of millions of dollars in losses in 2021. According to the FBI, as the number of devices connected to the internet around the globe grows.
You click on a link, right? You get a text message, you believe it's real, and you respond to it. You get an email that's spoofed.
FBI Chicago Assistant Special Agent Jay Patel. Experts urge people to update software regularly. Last year, the FBI received 850,000 cybercrime complaints nationwide, a 7% increase from the year before. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
United Airlines pilots said to get a pay raise. Their union says they've reached a tentative deal for raises totaling more than 14.5% over the next 18 months. The deal is retroactive to this past January. A streaming service shedding more jobs.
Netflix has laid off more employees. The streamer let go roughly 300 staffers overall. They employ 11,000 globally, with the bulk of the jobs lost in the U.S. These job cuts coming just a few weeks after the streamer made an initial round of reductions of similar size in May, with the company trying to adjust for the huge dip in stock value, close to 70% after it lost 200,000 subscribers at the end of the first quarter. To demonstrate the loss, stocks opened Thursday at $180 per share. In January, they were trading north of $600. Competition is the culprit after years of winning the streaming wars. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks rallied, erasing the losses from last week. The Dow gained 823 points. The Nasdaq up 375. The S&P plus 116. I'm Lee Silasara, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.